Faith Musang is speaking on There Are Clues Everywhere. Nancy Drew knows it. It's hard to live in a terrorized world. She wants to help you, and she can. There you go. Sound interesting? Go to Performance Works as soon as this show is done. On the other hand, you could also stick around because the bots are next with All Awesome in Your Ears. And if you want to get a hold of the show between Queer FM, that is, between Queer FMs, just send mail to Queer FM, care of CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, room 233, 6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Email queerfmradio@gmail.com. Check out the blog at queerfm.blog.ca or join our Facebook group and keep in touch that way. And have a wonderful night and stay tuned for the bots.
Je me suis fait une blonde il n'y a pas longtemps.
Je me suis fait une blonde il n'y a pas longtemps.
C'est une jolie brunette qui n'a pas 16 ans. La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay,
gay. Oh, je ne vais la voir que de temps en temps.
Je ne vais la voir que de temps en temps.
J'ai demandé en mariage à ses bons parents. La brunette est là, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
J'ai demandé en mariage à ses bons parents.
J'ai demandé en mariage à ses bons parents.
Ils m'ont bien dit d'attendre, oui, encore un an. La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
Ils m'ont bien dit d'attendre, oui, encore un an.
Attendre,
et que c'est long un an pour de tendres amants. La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
C'est ainsi, mais rends-moi donc tes gants. La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
Car je ne les porterai mais que deux fois par an.
Je ne les porterai mais que deux fois par an.
Le goût de la Saint-Pierre puis aussi de la Saint-Jean. La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
Le goût de la Saint-Pierre et aussi de la Saint-Jean.
Le goût de la Saint-Pierre et aussi de la Saint-Jean.
Le goût de mon mariage, les porterai tout le temps. La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, gay. La brunette est là, oh, gay, gay, ma.
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
We are here. And you are here.
And that's the way we like it. We like... Oh!
I can't believe that just happened.
I thought you were going to go with it. And then I was just left in the cold. A breeze came in.
I didn't know that you were going to do that, though.
We didn't talk about that. That wasn't planned.
No, that wasn't planned at all.
This is what happens when you try to go off the fly. it blows up in your face.
I kind of liked it.
This is the last time it's ever going to happen, obviously. Don't get used to it.
You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on
CITR
101.9 FM. And I'm MBot.
And I am SBot.
And I just left SBot hanging in the wind.
It's okay. Whatever. I'm sure I'll get you back at a future date.
I know. It's going to be hard.
During a future show.
So we have an awesome show planned for you guys.
We do have a good show.
Should we just get right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So this is transmission number
17. Holy good God.
I know.
It seems crazy to me every time.
We're almost at our 1 year. I know. So crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure that'll be a big show.
When is our 1 year?
I don't know. Sometime in the next couple months.
Is it in March, April?
Let me check.
Oh, MBot has absolutely everything we've ever done logged, like in writing.
It's true.
In a lined notebook.
Oh, maybe I'm lying. It's in May.
It's in May?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. Anyways, that's besides the point. So I guess we should get into the theme.
Let's do it.
So the theme of transmission number 17 is theme no theme 09.
Theme function malfunction.
Sometimes there just isn't a theme.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
we had to throw something in to make it robot-like.
Yeah, we usually put more work into trying to come up with a name that has some kind of more robot aspects.
But sometimes robots just are tired of being witty.
It's true. It hurts.
It hurts a little bit.
There's only so much we have to give.
So we have absolutely no theme for the show. And the show kind of just, it's going to go all over the place. So get ready. It's a bit of a,
it's like a
robo roller coaster of music.
I feel like, you know, this is the thing. I think musically it's all over the place, but it's all like pretty new stuff.
It's all super new. It's all
playlist stuff.
Basically stuff that's been released in the last 2 months.
And a couple tracks off of albums that haven't even come out yet that I've been anticipating.
That's us anticipating. Let's kick it off. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, this is this is an album we were anticipating for a long time.
Really long time.
You know what? We weren't the only people.
No.
Like everyone in North America was losing their minds over this album coming out. It's the new Animal Collective Merriweather Post Pavilion, which actually me and MBot went to a listening party to
at Zulu.
At Zulu Records.
Which was great, and then promptly both bought it on vinyl.
Yeah, immediately. And I remember I was upset because I couldn't actually do the digital download till Tuesday, and it was on a Sunday, and I'm like, come on.
I know.
It was
actually,
so
both
painful.
Of us couldn't because my computer was broken.
Yeah.
But yeah, this album is incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know. They're always so consistent with their albums.
Yeah.
And also, like, they never sound the same, really.
Totally. And also, by the way, they are coming on May 24th.
Yeah, it is May 24th.
We have tickets to already.
Pretty much,
SBot bought them the day they came out.
You know what, though? I don't even know if tickets are still available. I think they went
pretty fast.
Yeah, if they haven't already gone, I'd say get on it because this will be a big show. They're playing the Commodore again.
Yeah, I feel like every year and a half, consistently, I have gone to see an Animal Collective show, and I'm really excited for this one. Like, really excited. So.
It'll be a good one. And hopefully they'll play this track, which we're going to play right now. It's Brother Sport.
Yeah, so sit back and listen to some new Animal Collective.
Woo!
Open up your throat and let the all of that time, all of that time, all of that time go. I know it sucks that daddy's dumb, but try to think of what you want. You got to open up your, open up your, open up your throat. Open up your, 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 open up your throat. Open up your, open up your, open up your throat. And let the all of that time, all of that time, all of that time go. I know it starts at daddy's dumb and trying to think of what you want. You got to open up your, open up your, open up your throat. Sports, brothers, 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 sports, brothers,
as if.
Oh my god. So good.
So good.
What an amazing way to like close out the album too. And yeah. open our show, I should say too.
Yeah, so good. And yeah, it's one of those albums where I feel like we could have picked pretty much any song and it would have been amazing.
It's funny because I picked the exact one that I knew would be M-Bot's favorite. Like, I'm like, it's that one, right? She's like, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that was Brother Sports off of Animal Collective's newest album, Merryweather Post Pavilion. And yeah, it's fantastic. It's great.
Go and check it out.
The next set coming up is It's One of Mine. Both of these bands I just heard like over the last 2 weeks. They both have albums coming out in just like a couple days. And these are going to be tracks off of those upcoming albums. The first band is called The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. They're from New York, and they sound like pretty like new wave-ish. It's kind of like noise pop. This track especially sounds a lot like The Cure, but all their stuff sounds like The Cure, like New Order, like My Bloody Valentine, or a little bit like early like Belle and Sebastian too. Mm. It sounds really good though. This like the songwriting on it seems pretty solid. And I don't know, we'll see what happens with the album. And the next, I don't know if it's a band, I think it's just a guy. He goes by the name Waves, Vz, and that has two Vs in the name. And the album that's coming out it's like a self-titled album as well. But it's like super like lo-fi, like mm-hmm. lots of distortions. Kind of like Time's New Viking in that it's almost like a little bit unlistenable and you're almost like, oh, I wish there was just a little bit of production value, but obviously it's done consciously. And it sounds really good. I'm pretty excited for this album actually. So I guess first up, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. The track is called Stay Alive, and after that it's Waves with So Bored. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though, you know what? Both those tracks are even better than I remembered them being when I originally heard them.
Yeah, me too.
They're amazing.
I really liked
The Pains of, being pure at heart.
I really like that. That really I really got into it.
Well, you know. Yeah, everything I've heard from them so far has been like pretty similar, pretty consistent with that like kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, it sounds great. I'm really excited. Yeah, February 3rd both those albums come out, yeah, which is just days from now.
Two, in fact.
It's the first. Yeah, so check them out for sure. That was Just Waves with So Bored. And before that was Stay Alive from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Nice.
So true.
Okay, so I guess this next set is my set.
It's all yours.
Yay. Okay, so we're going to do like a 180 now. and I'm going to play two bands. They're both from Montreal. Actually, it's really just one guy, and one of them is his band, and one of them is his solo project.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So I was in Edmonton over Christmas, and I was listening to CJSR, and I was listening to a show, and they played this band from Montreal called Silly Kissers, and they played the whole album. And when I was, like, driving around my car, I was like, yeah, I'm totally digging this album. Like, I really, really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, note to myself to, like, look them up or whatever. Anyways, I go to a party to see my friends, and they're talking about the Silly Kissers album, and I was like, oh, like I totally heard them on CJSR, and they're like, yeah, that's me. And it turns out that like it's actually my really good friend from high school who I haven't seen in like 2 years because he's moved to Montreal.
That's ridiculous.
And it's his album.
Was he doing music stuff in high school? Was he that guy?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
At all, actually. It's funny. I didn't see it being like, you know,
turning into this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I didn't see it, especially stuff he was playing in high school was like totally different than this. I was like, did we go to the same high school or were we just in the same group of friends? Doesn't matter. I knew him when I was in high school. Doesn't matter.
Technicalities.
Anyways, I never heard his sound going like this, really what I'm trying to say. He goes by the name of Sean Nicholas Savage. And he has a solo album and he has a band out there called Silly Kissers. And he released both of these albums just like on January 1st.
Hmm.
And I have them both. I bought them. I went to go see a show actually of his when I was back home. And I wanted to play it because I think they're great. They're so cute. It's adorable.
I would have thought he was like a cute like animal or like some kind of like a bunny. Like you went to school with a bunny or something like that.
Which is funny because like... It's surprising to me, but not at the same time.
Right.
Anyways, I'm really proud of him, and I think his work is really great. And I wanted to share it with you guys.
Is that what he looks like right there? I'm looking at the computer screen, and there's a picture of
that. That's a movie that he filmed with my friend, who actually mastered both of these albums.
Is that him, though?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
He was playing a robot. He was playing an android.
I was going to say something about that, actually.
In this short film, he also did in Montreal.
It looks good.
Anyways, I'm going to play a track off of his... latest solo album, it's called Little Submarine, the album is called, and this track is called You Love Me. And following that we have Silly Kissers and their track, their album Love Tsunami, and the track You Broke My Heart. Also interesting to know is that it's him and a guy by the name of David Carrier, who, if you listen to 10 Second Epic, his older brother, Daniel Carrier, is the guitarist. And that's who I was friends with because I'm the same age as his older brother.
I see.
Yes.
It's all coming together.
So Carriers all around doing wonderful music.
You just know people is what it comes down to. You just know musicians.
Anyways.
I've Ben Rogers.
I love Ben Rogers. that's what's coming up next. So here is Sean Nicholas Savage with You Love Me, and following that, Silly Kissers with You Broke My Heart.
You love me, how could you ever love me? I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, we're back.
Hey-o.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to...
All awesome in your ears. Whoa.
Well, I wanted you to almost,
were you going to play around with the... Are you getting fancy up there?
No, I wasn't getting fancy.
Oh, okay.
I just said it later than you did.
Oh, I see. But I thought you were going to leave me hanging again.
No. I'm going to be
so, like, breaking out into like cold sweats. Yeah. It's just the night M-Bot was a bitch to me.
Bitch Bot.
That's the theme of our effing show.
I'm M-Bot, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm S-Bot.
And this is CITR.
101.9 FM.
So before that little break, you heard Silly Kissers with their track, You Broke My Heart. So cute. And before that, the set kicked off with Sean Nicholas Savage and his solo track, You Love Me. And also, I want to point out that the Silly Kissers album is really 80s. It's like...
if you couldn't tell already.
It's... every track is like that, and it's all really adorable, like, little love songs with a lot of synth and...
which you'd never guess by the cover of the album, which is, like, naked swirling bodies going into, like, a vortex.
It's a love tsunami. Oh, God.
I like didn't even
it's a wave of people.
Oh, now it makes so much more sense to me.
Anyways, they're from Montreal, but I'm hopefully trying to get this album into the library so more can DJs play can play it. Yeah, so seems that good. was that.
All right. Next set's well, next set's mine. This is just the way it always works out, hey.
I'm just thinking about the wave of people. Okay.
The wave of naked bodies.
It's like a wave of babies.
It's wow, there's a lot of nudity there. Okay.
Okay,
next up is going to be Anthony and the Johnsons just came up with a brand new album called The Crying Lights. I'm also going to go see him in, I'm not sure if it's this month or next month, but whenever it is, I'm going and I'm looking forward to that.
I feel like it's in February.
I think you're right, actually. I think it's the end of February. And it's... yeah, the new album sounds really good. Pretty similar to the stuff he's done before. It's like all really just based around his voice, his just like crazy voice. But I am looking forward to seeing him perform. And the track I picked is Aeon off of the album. And then after that,
what's the album name?
The Crying Light is the name of the album. And then after that, it came out on Secretly Canadian too.
Yes,
just because I just looked that up.
Yes, I also was there.
After that, it's going to be, this is kind of interesting, actually, this like compilation just came out, called, Dark Was the Night. And it's, I think it was like organized by two of the guys from The National, it's Aaron and Bryce, Desner. They're like brothers in the band, for this organization called Red Hot Organization. And it brings like awareness, to whoever for like AIDS and HIV. And they decided to make this compilation, which has like everybody
amazing,
you could like ever think
artists
of contributing to it. It's crazy. The station just got in like a promo copy of it. That's only like 10 tracks, but I think that it's like 30 tracks by like, like every artist, you know, and probably love. But I picked the one from The National cause it seemed appropriate seeing as they kind of, organized this compilation. And the track is called So Far Around the Bend. Yeah. They're both hot. They're both good. So up now is Anthony Johnson's with Aeon.
Take care of me. All the stars you rise, bringing just for me. Are we young, set me free? Heart enjoyed, restores eyes, the Lord, carry me through the old and void. Ooh, we are sounds warm. Ooh, we are was never born. Eon's eyes forlorn. He contains the storm. He's the pasture of my dawn. Ooh, we are my baby boy. Ooh, we all will take care of me.
my father, for he is myself. Without him, the world exists. Without him, the world exists. Oh, we are my baby boy. Oh, we all have to carry me. Hold that man in your tender clutch.
Now there's no leaving New York. Push Festival, one of Western Canada's largest performing arts festivals in association with Theatre Conspiracy, presents Club Push, a festival within the festival at Performance Works on Granville Island. $20 gets you in to check out an innovative performance, a band, or a DJ. After 11 p.m., it's free. Tuesday through Sunday, January 27th to February 7th. Visit pushfestival.ca or call 604-605-8284 for information and the full Club Push lineup. Licensed and chill, it's the best time you'll have for $20.
Bam.
Bam.
Bam. Bam.
Bam.
Bam.
Man.
This is why we run out of time.
I know. We're like, what happens? Where does the time go? It's because we make up our own songs that we sing on air. At least it was both of us singing it this time.
Yeah, this is true. Not going to leave you hanging.
Okay, so you just heard, that was The National with So Far Around the Bend from the Dark Was Night compilation. And before that was Anthony and the Johnsons with Aeon from The Crying Light.
And you also just heard an ad for Club Push, which is the club that the Push Festival puts on every night. Mm-hmm. And while we're here, I'm just going to promo.
Do it. No shame.
My roommate is assistant directed a show at Push Festival this year. It's called Live from a Bush of Ghosts or Live from the Bush of Ghosts.
I think it's one of the two.
Anyways, it opens this week. Go check out the Push website. I'm not sure exactly the date. I think it might be on the 4th. But yeah, go check out this amazing this play. It combines an actor, dancer, as well as like live video projections and live DJing from the No Luck Club. So
wow.
Pretty sweet.
When are you going to go?
Probably on
opening night?
Or opening or closing.
Okay.
I think it runs past the Push Festival into the following week, so.
Okay. We should go together.
I guess I should have looked up more information. Go look it up.
Okay.
People.
Peeps.
Live from the Bush of Ghosts. Okay, so we're just not going to have time.
Oh.
Let's just.
Should we just say what we were going to play?
Should we just save it?
Let's just save it. Let's not even.
Okay.
Let's rewind.
Let's not say anything. I guess while we're here, we should probably just tell you what's coming up next.
Sure.
Yeah.
After this, it's Mondo Trasho with Maxwell.
So stay tuned for some more electro goodness.
Electro goodness. He'll probably like burst through the door like right at the minute he's supposed to be on, as he tends to.
Okay, so I guess this will be the last set. We were gonna try and sneak a last song in, but it doesn't look like it's gonna happen.
We're gonna save it. It's a good one.
So I guess I'll just ramble on a little bit more. It's not hard for us. So this is my set, I guess, is going to close off the show. Ironically enough, I guess it is kind of ironic.
I found
both of these bands because of videos posted on Hipster Runoff.
I don't think that's irony.
It's kind of funny.
It's just funny.
Maybe it's just funny.
Embarrassing?
Maybe a little bit embarrassing.
All right.
This is the thing, is like, actually, we were going to have a show. We've talked about this alleged show we're gonna have for so long about bands that we've liked because of how good their music videos
are. That you know what, that will be such a good show.
It will be. And these two are the cases. I feel like these are good examples.
They got their hooks into you.
Yeah.
Which isn't to say that the songs aren't good.
No, it's the songs are still good.
That's what got you, though.
But it's like their videos were also so good, so I'm like, yes, I like these bands now.
The Friendly Fires one is crazy.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
The first one up is Friendly Fires. It's their self-titled album, and this track is called Skeleton Boy. Look up the music video. It's crazy. It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's just like the band in a black light room, and they're all wearing all black, and you can only see their faces, and then like slowly it progresses, and like you can see more parts of their body. Anyways, it's really, really cool. It's called Skeleton Boy. Just look it up on YouTube. Awesome. And then we're going to close the show off with Metronomy. This album, it's their new album. It's called Nights Out. And they just played last weekend at the Biltmore, and I missed it.
How did it get by you?
I don't know. I'm sad.
I know. I feel bad that you missed it. Where did they play it?
The Biltmore.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Anyways, they're from London. I don't know when they're going to be back again, but they have really, really interesting music videos, always like pretty innovative, and just, they're just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called A Thing For Me. It's their latest single, and the whole music video is like a live karaoke where like a ball like pegs people with the words.
It like escapes from like a TV screen, the ball, and then everyone is in a karaoke video.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's called A Thing for Me. So yeah, look those up. Okay, now we're going to play them.
Oh, that wasn't difficult at all.
Okay.
Should we come back after these songs?
No.
Should we do it now? Let's just close,
let's just
that
close
now.
It now.
All right.
Bye, guys.
But yeah, later. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks.
This has been transmission number 17.
Theme, no theme.
Theme, no theme.
I think it's been a pretty good show.
It's been a great show.
And I guess we didn't dedicate a song to the bots in the triangle, but we just love them.
Agreed.
Agreed. That was a shout out, P.S. So yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks for another edition of
All Awesome in your ears.
I've been MBot.
And I'm SBot. And good night.
Good night. Here is Friendly Fires and Skeleton Boy and Metronomy and Nights Out.
We're good at this.
Broken girl. let's check the time. Tonight she'll take my heart home with her, but I'm not ready to let it go now. Oh, how long have we got? Like she's about to leave, but as she passes, she leans close and says,
"My boy, you got to keep that chin up. I'm gonna come back here next week for now. Please take my telephone number. Just remember what I told you. I told you how long we got. All the time in the world.
How's it going? We're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, your source for hot hits. It's Maxwell Maxwell and DJ So Cash. We just breezed in. It's very breezy outside. Very chilly. Did you guys have a good show?
We had a great show.
Yeah, M-Bot and S-Bot still in the studio sticking around with us for a few moments.
We're still here.
Stay tuned. We're putting on a tune, and then we are going to put on some more tunes. We're hopefully going to give some stuff away. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. Would you throw
thanks.
This on?
Yeah. Go. Why isn't it closing?
Track 6, please. Yes, this is fantastic. I have helpers. So anyways, I want to actually give away a ticket to Club Push for Thursday. Club Push is really fun. It's a performance works on Granville Island, and it's actually part of the Push Festival that we're sponsoring, CITR is. And I actually, on Wednesday, I went to Taylor Mac, and it was so fantastic.
Really, really
it was so fantastic. Kasha? No, you didn't go
no,
to Taylor
Mac.
S-Bot, did you...
I
didn't check it out.
No.
I heard it was incredible, though.
Yeah, I went there with our station manager, Brenda Grunow, and Penny Clark is actually on our promotions team, and we had an amazing, amazing time with Taylor. Like, this guy is so... It's kind of Hedwig and the Angry Inch meets the Vagina Monologues, meets, it's like stand-up drag comedy ukulele solo musical theater. It's kind of like it's a jukebox musical. Like Taylor Mack is a musician, and he writes these really sort of kind of beautiful, funny, meaningful songs about a variety of weirds. You know what? I'm actually going to play a song by Taylor Mac. I'm just going to get it off YouTube because it's so good, and I just spontaneously wanted to share it with you. So I'm gonna play this song, and I'm gonna give away a pair of tickets to Club Push Thursday, February 5th at Performance Works, which is gonna be really fun. I'm not sure what's actually happening on Thursday, but if you're free this Thursday, I think it's 9 o'clock. Probably till like 1. There's DJs, performance art, weird stuff going on. Really fun. Tickets are usually about $20.
It's free after 11.
It's free after 11. So, you know, tickets are usually $20, but it is free after 11 if you just want to go for dancing. But if you want to see some kind of performance, then you can get in for free before 11. If you call in at 604-822-2487, that's for Thursday, February 5th, Club Push at Performance Works on Granville Island, part of the Push Festival we're sponsoring. So I'm just going to play this song, Taylor Mac singing The Palace of the End. And it's just, I got it off YouTube. And it's, the guy is so talented, and he's got this amazing, amazing makeup, which I really, really enjoy. It was such an amazing performance. Oh, it looks like we have a caller on line one already. All right, let's talk to the caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. You're live on the air on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the Club Push ticket.
Yes, absolutely. We would like to put you on the air. Have you been to the?